Good morning and welcome to Seattle, Washington, just outside the Amazon.com headquarters. This is Mika Paikala reporting from the Amazon Kindle Books for All accessibility protest, sponsored by the National Federation of the Blind. You can read more at nfb.org/Kindle-ebooks. And people from all over the country are marching here with signs and chanting, along with a podium and stage presence, protesting the inaccessibility of the Kindle device, Kindle Whispercast, and Kindle book content, in particular for K-12 students, which is not only an unsensible thing to do, but also a violation of federal law. So people have been arriving in Seattle over the last couple of days, and the base camp of operations is the Holiday Inn, not too far from... There's Mark Riccobono on the stage there, along with a performer. There's kind of a sidewalk and a courtyard where people are marching in a circle carrying signs on wooden stakes. I have to say there's pretty good quality wood with the signs here, and trying to get Amazon to make the Kindle fully accessible. For example, right now you can't even activate the text-to-speech function, which does not really work, by the way. So, for instance, a blind student can't navigate directly to a particular page number or spell out a word or access many of the features that Kindle users take for granted, because Amazon has not incorporated accessibility in ways that other companies like Apple and even Barnes & Noble are beginning to do. I know from Massachusetts alone, we had four people attending, and we kind of went around the room, and it was a good cross-section of states from across the country. And everybody's in their rain ponchos today. It's Seattle is living up to its reputation of rain, but there's a lot of good energy, and once you put your poncho on, it's not bad at all. Try to do another audio boo here once we get going with the stage festivities, which are coming up. The protest is really just getting started, and the aim is to kind of do it during the lunch hour to really educate not only the general public, but a lot of Amazon.com employees who are probably unaware of the accessibility issue and lack of effort within the company on accessibility. We were also talking earlier amongst several of us, including me, that we are Amazon customers. I've been a customer since 1996.
All we are saying is stop Amazon's greed.
There are all different chants coming up every few minutes.
We want to read.
So glad it's not raining.
It was interesting. We went around the room and kind of asked people how many of these types of events people have attended, and it ranged from people's first event to some people with NFB and other organizations that have been to dozens of them. I'd say the average was probably between 1 and 5.
For Christmas is a book we can read. All we want for Christmas is a book we can read.